This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Steelers segment. And we've each come up with our top 10 Steelers offseason stories.
Okay, this is not like future.
This is right now. Things that happened in the offseason that, you know, it impacts this year that may be surprising. For me, it's more like the surprising, impactful offseason
stories. Top 10.
Yes.
Are we going to go 10-10 or are we just going to me name yours and you name yours?
I don't know. Maybe I'll name mine. And then you name yours, and then we'll compare.
Okay. I got mine listed here, so I'm just going to go straight with it.
I'll start number 10, Bill Hillgrove retiring.
Oh, man, it's not even on my list. Darn it.
I mean, he was the voice we all grew up with.
Absolutely.
And Bill obviously will still be doing pit games, but Bill retiring is number 10. Number 9, Steelers add to the offensive line again with the top 2 picks in the draft. Number 8. They finally get that middle linebacker. Patrick Queen is number 8. Number 7, there were so many rumors. Oh, Justin Fields would be a fit here. And you said, there's no way Justin Fields is coming here. And Justin Fields came here. Yep. That's number 7 story. Number 6, Cam Hayward's unhappy. Wants a new contract. There's a lot of positioning, it seems, back and forth. Number 5, I know some people hate him. They thought all he did was drop passes, but Deontay Johnson was a good receiver for the Steelers, and they traded him without really a guy behind him who was ready to take over. That's my number 5 story. Number 4, Steelers have success with Mike Sullivan and also Eddie Faulkner, but they're not even considered. They go outside and find Arthur Smith as the new offensive coordinator. Number 3, Mike Tomlin's contract extension. I don't know if you heard, he's never had a losing season, and seemingly he's never won a playoff game. Number 2, Steelers get Russell Wilson to be the starting quarterback. And my number 1 offseason story is the man who they gave the reins to, that they drafted in the first round from Pitt, that they traded, not only traded Kenny Pickett, but they emptied the quarterback room, which is so rare to see the entire room gone, but they did, and obviously Wilson and Fields. So those are my top 10 Steelers offseason stories. Mark?
I think we have 3 different, which is kind of surprising.
That's good.
It's kind of surprising. A little mixed up a little bit compared to what I have and what we consider. My number 10 is, as you mentioned, Patrick Queen signing. Not only did they finally get the middle linebacker, the inside linebacker, he's young, and they gave him a good amount of money, but didn't break the bank. He got him under market value. Huge signing. You'd never have thought that was going to happen. Number nine, I put Mike Tomlin signing. I put that at nine because we all knew it was coming. Maybe I can add in, I'm a little bit surprised it's 3/almost 4 years of a contract. So he's going to be here for the foreseeable future. So we don't have to talk about that for at least 3 more years, right? Number eight, another thing that we saw coming, but still a little bit of a surprise, and I'd ask him, but he doesn't like to talk to us. Najee Harris not getting that fifth-year option picked up. You're using a first-round pick 3 years ago, the 20th overall, I believe, on a running back, and you're basically saying goodbye to him by not picking up his fifth-year option. Number seven.
And you know what's funny about that is I think we all thought that option wouldn't be picked up, and then he had a pretty good year last year, and then you thought, well, maybe it makes sense to do it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Number seven, the Justin Fields signing, because he just came out of nowhere. Mine's a little bit higher up on there at seven because I don't think he will see the field much at all this year. Number six, low-key, but I do believe that we saw this coming. Deontay Johnson was traded for a cornerback.
Jackson.
Oh, I was going to say Dante Scott. Who's Dante Scott?
No idea.
Darnay Scott. Deontay, well, like you said, I think he is. That's a guy that if it's all even, they would love to have on this team, but it's understandable why they got rid of him, mostly because he wanted out. Number five, basically saying, Arthur Smith, you want the job. Finally getting a coordinator that has done it at a high level and it fits into a package of what they want to run and how they want to run it. I don't know. They brought a couple other guys in, but I don't know how serious they were. They were pretty much sold on Arthur Smith. Number four, the absolutely surprising, and this was your number one, Kenny Pickett traded. Who would have saw that coming? Nobody, especially last year at this time, right? That was kind of surprising and still talking about it. Russell Wilson with the signing, the old Twitter announcement of Renegade. Russell Wilson, after basically being rumored that want to come here, actually came here and signed, and he's their QB1. Number two, I'm going with the Cam Hayward contract because it –
Wow.
I'm going, that is a big story because at least a couple more months, in my opinion, of this talking. And we're talking about one of the all-time great Steelers who I still believe is a very good player at 35. He's a difference maker. He can play 2 or 3 more years. They should sign him. It's unknown whether they won't or not. And my number one story of the offseason is going to be a little bit to be determined here, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That's still that wide receiver two spot open slash the Brandon Ayuk can't even make a tweet or wear a Pirates jersey or a cap without people thinking he's coming here. So right now, my number one offseason story is basically nothing has happened yet with the wide receiver two, and that could provide huge consequences down the line.
So what do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know. You see Brandon Ayuk's Instagram page, and he's putting up posts of Washington Commanders practice and Jaden Daniels Heisman trophies. It's a guy that looks like he doesn't want anything to do with the 49ers. So I don't know. I don't think he comes here. I think it will be too expensive, as in, I mean, the longer they wait, the better off it is for the Steelers. But they, my number one story is definitely the lack of addressing the wide receiver two position.
So if Brandon Ayuk, is there any concern on your part that Brandon Ayuk would come here and then after a game where he doesn't catch any passes, he starts tweeting how unhappy he is, how he should have gone to Washington, and that, yeah, maybe it sounds great, but that the reality of what he would be might be a distraction.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say right now because what he's putting on social media is for one thing and one thing alone, and that's to get out of San Francisco because he wants paid. Now, does that carry over into the next place he goes if he gets paid? I don't know. I don't know him personally that to make that decision. But what this team has done over the past couple of years have really gotten rid of any potential quote-unquote troublemakers. You know, guys that don't want to be here, they get rid of. If it's Deontay Johnson, if it's Kenny Pickett asking for a trade, if whoever, even back to, you know, James Harrison wanting out. Now you're going to bring a guy in who is actually trying to force his way out of San Francisco. Now, is that what you want on the team? I'm sure people in Pittsburgh would say, heck yeah. I don't know. But I think this just might be a ploy. This is 2024 NFL players or athletes in general of trying to force their way out into a better situation and more money. And they use social media.
We all try to find quick answers in OTAs and mini camps because everybody's asking us, oh, what about this? What about how is this team going to be? The one thing I take from Arthur Smith as offensive coordinator is, and you hear the players telling us this, the crispness, attention to detail, accountability, that seems to be different with the offense. I don't know if that means they're going to score any more points at all. But from a preparation standpoint and how they're doing drills and that focus, all of that stuff, it seems to be at a different level this year.
Yeah, I mean, I take that with a grain of salt. Let's see how that translates onto the field. Now, if you're putting up points and
don't believe in the preseason because we're fooled by that last year.
I mean, you think I've been covering the Steelers 22 years that – I wouldn't be fooled by the preseason, but I got fooled by Kenny Pickett. You got me good, man. Last year, I mean, who wouldn't? But Arthur Smith is going to – I mean, I think it's pretty easy to look at Arthur Smith and look where he came from, look what he's done, and say it's an upgrade over Matt Canada. How much of an upgrade to be able to win? That's why they play the game, so to speak, here. But I think they're in a better spot than they were last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.